Thanks for dropping by. It's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Humor at Work. So as I'm doing the old podcast, it is Humor Month, official Humor Month, April is. So I want to ask you WTF, as in, where's the fun? Where's the fun in your workplace? Since it is Humor Month, here are 8 things you can do to jumpstart more fun in your workplace and bring more humor into your work life. 1, create a humor library at work. Then assign a book a month. Maybe, I don't know, you could start with The Humor Advantage, Why Some Businesses Are Laughing All the Way to the Bank. It's an awesome book. And then hold a follow-up discussion to turn ideas from the book into action. 2, create a humor first aid kit and stockpile it with funny office toys, props, etc. that will help people laugh during a serious emergency. 3, create a rotating workplace jester position or humor at work squad to champion the importance of culture and fun at work. Rotate the positions to different employees every 4 months so no one gets burned out and different people get the chance to flex their creative muscles. 4, add more humor to your meetings. Your meetings should reflect and help create the kind of culture you want at work. So use your meetings as a launching pad to help strengthen your culture, build relationships, and inject more fun into your workplace. 5, start a collective humor at work file where you encourage employees to contribute funny observations, funny articles related to your business, and examples of accidental humor they come across. Like those signs that say, eat here and get gas, that kind of accidentally funny stuff. And then use the file to add some humor to your meetings, internet, website, presentations, and newsletters. 6, create contests to boost the level of fun. It could be a contest for the funniest team photo, team video, or team slogan, or an amateur comedy night where employees have a chance to flex their funny bones. 7, create fun rituals and traditions. Rituals and traditions give everyone something to look forward to and something to reminisce about. Traditions are one of the key ways to strengthen any workplace culture. And 8, celebrate with a little fun. Hold a spoof Oscars celebration and award prizes for offbeat and wacky reasons, like the employee least likely to be voted off the island award, etc. So there you go. 8 simple, creative, fun ways to add a little humor to your workplace this official Humor Month. And 8 ways to jumpstart more fun in your workplace. And now my fun at work tip. A simple but effective tip to encourage people to show up on time at meetings. Implement a last person rule. The last person into the meeting has to record the minutes, or clean up the meeting room once the meeting has adjourned, or sing a Celine Dion song. And the quote of the week from Tom Peters, one of my favorite quotes that I come back to time and time again. If you are working in a company that is not enthusiastic, energetic, creative, clever, curious, and just plain fun, you've got troubles, serious troubles. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, as I'm doing the old podcast, we are coming up to April 14th, which just happens to be International Moment of Laughter Day. So schedule in some time to laugh on International Laughter Day. And, well, okay, why don't you schedule it every day? Because remember, according to studies, laughter can relax your body faster than either Valium or vodka, and it doesn't require a gym membership. So laugh. Schedule it in. Laugh a little more. And if you want some more laughs and some more great ideas, cruise on over to the website www.humoratwork.com. And as always, keep putting humor to work for less stress and more success.